Tumour biology is evolving. Great deal of influence and has always been there from histology. The pathologist is the final arbiter. And they've made great strides in the developments of picking out those tumours which can be treated locally and predict their prognosis. And coming into this, we've already heard a bit about the breast cancer tumour markers, but we're developing through modern molecular biological techniques the ability to identify therapeutic indicators, which patient with which tumour is going to get metastases to certain sites. What opportunities of treatment have we for them? Patient of mine, 53-year-old, who had two lymph nodes involved from his esophageal cancer out of the 40 that we resected, was dead within 12 months. Contrast with a 75-year-old patient who had six lymph nodes and was discharged at 5 years. What's the difference between those two? I think molecular biology is going to allow us to understand how we can identify those patients and tailor their treatment accordingly. As surgeons, we need to understand what's going on with regard to the developments in targeted therapies, the effect of monoclonal antibodies, the amazing effect that's almost serendipitously imatinib has had within gastrointestinal stromal tumours, the role of bevacizumab in both colorectal and now upper GI tumours. We need to understand the role, but equally, as a surgeon, we need to understand what the problems are. If you're faced with a patient who's had a perforation, a spontaneous perforation, perhaps in an odd place, not necessarily the tumour on bevacizumab, do you have the right skills to understand what you do about that patient? Because they can be quite difficult because of bleeding tendencies and problems with wound healing. And the other element that's coming in now is the functional imaging within PET-CT scanning.